7. Save you 15%.
Here we are to tinker with another day, another hour of conversation, another way to get yourself started, perhaps, depending on where in the day you are at the moment. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along my lovely and attractive friend, Rich McFadden.
You.
And then there's
Chopped Liver over there.
Chopped Liver.
Chopped Liver.
It's Chopped Liver. Roberta is still out, and I think she'll be out. I did not hear from her. Actually, the last couple of days, I should
give her
a call. Yeah, things have got to be over the top or over the edge if she's not in touch with me, because we are very communicative, let's put it that way. 7 and change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program going back in history. The first time this song was echoed was on this date in 1972, when President Richard M. Nixon was heard singing this song as his historic trip to China opened the door for our relationship that we now have. He was the first U.S. president to go to China, and he sang the song for the Chinese president.
Yeah, he and Kissinger did a little stage show.
Right, they did. Yeah, they did a song and dance routine.
That's right.
For the Chinese. And it wasn't President Hu, who was, we have now President Hu, who runs China.
Who?
Who? Grab me another martini.
Yeah. By the way, Asians don't really drink, do they?
Sure they do. Sake.
Well, no, but there's something
really,
in Asia.
Rice wine.
No, they're allergic to alcohol. A lot of Asians are allergic to alcohol.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw an Asian person really whooped?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure.
But because there's
more
something
Western
in this
corruption.
This came from my Asian friend who said that a lot of Asian people suffer with alcohol allergies. So if they drink, they turn red. It's a thing.
Wow.
Kind of like Irish people.
So where did sake come from then?
Sake was one of those things.
And Sapporo beer.
No, you know where it came from? What happened to Richie? The people with the aliens when they came here. Because, everybody came, the white people came
Doug's
to another planet,
that,
and
Doug's
black people came
that,
to another
how in
planet.
The world, how in this world could we all look so different?
Right.
It has to be that we're from
different
other planets. That's right.
And
when
the Chinese, not the Chinese, but when the yellow race arrived here from planet yellow, they brought with them their drinks. And that's how all that stuff gets started. Aren't you glad? This is history being made before your very ears.
I'm tired of arguing with you about this and
you,
picking
Rich.
On you and
Thank
making
you.
Fun of you about this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to roll with it.
Thanks. Good for you. It's about time.
I'm down with it.
Okay, let's go back to doing a little historical perspective right now for your listening and dancing pleasure. Back to the 1950s, when your friend Uncle Dougie was a young whippersnapper. Rich wasn't created, nor was Jennifer yet.
My parents were just getting created in the 50s.
No, they weren't either. Your
parents they were both born
40s.
In 51.
Your parents were both born in 51?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. So I got a leg up on both
all right,
of them.
Come
now.
On, let's go back.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
With my geometry teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
Friday, happy
he wrote this song, right?
The weekend comes, but I go home.
They teach me geometry, that's for danger.
Okay.
So 1959, the fellow running the grocery store said, I'll tell you one thing. If it keeps going the way it is, it'll be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $10. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $1,000 will only buy you a used car.
Yep.
1958.
It'd be nice to buy a used car for $1,000. Actually, I have one. Anybody wants to call me, 1-800-510-8255. I've got a car I can sell you for $1,000 sitting in the driveway.
Okay.
Yep.
But that one that your mother-in-law was driving?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give you $1,000 for that.
Why not? It's Virginia inspected. It's got ice cold air. It's got power seats.
Yeah, the reason it has ice cold air is because it's stuck in a snowbank.
Well, that's just a bonus.
All right, 1958. Did you hear the post office was thinking about charging 7 cents just to mail a letter? Wow.
We should put them out of business at 7 cents.
All right, labor union head said if they raise the minimum wage to $1, nobody will be hired.
That's right.
Okay, let's see here. Heard at the gas station, when I first started driving, who would have thought gas would someday cost 25 cents a gallon?
Hello, $4.
Yeah, exactly, here in California.
3.14 I paid yesterday.
Won't be long before young couples are going to have to hire somebody to watch their children if they both go to work.
Yep.
1957.
Those nasty working women.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the first fast food restaurant. The advertisement for it was, McDonald's is convenient for a quick meal. But this fellow who ran the, not the first McDonald's, the second McDonald's, said, I seriously doubt this will ever catch on.
Wow. Wow.
Excuse me. All right, let's see here. The people that were traveling around, this was the era of the first motels in the 50s. Motels, right? Now, this is the motor hotel. That's where the motel, the word motel came from. There's no sense going on short trips anymore, Maude. It costs $2 a night now to stay in these new motels.
Oh, wow.
Let's see here.
Here is 2000.
A doctor worrying in 1956 about nobody being able to afford to be sick anymore. $15 a day in the hospital, too rich for most people's blood. $15 a day in the hospital.
Mm.
1956.
Now it's 1500.
Woo!
If you're lucky.
All right, now here's the barbershop, 1959. The guy goes in and gets told 30 cents for a haircut. He says, if you think I'm going to pay 30 cents for a haircut, forget about it. All right, anyway. Some of the things people were saying, of the 50s.
Well, while you're here, you want to go ahead and get this out of your system?
Which one? What am I getting out of my system?
This, right.
Something that I don't know. This is going to be good, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. The drama is building. We have a sense of reality that's...
That Westerns thing that you sent me. I just brought it up.
Oh, isn't that great? Yeah, that's long.
It
you want to do a commercial? Let's do the commercial first, then you can do it.
Okay.
This is actually wonderful stuff.
If I'm going to let you go back into the 50s, I might as well let you do this here.
Because
I know you won't leave me alone until you let me play.
So here's what it is. This is a tribute to all the Western stars that I found yesterday. I sent to Rich, and I wasn't sure he was going to use it because he oftentimes pushes me away from some of this stuff.
Well,
but because it's so classic, it'll mean a lot to a lot of people, actually. What?
No, I mean, you know, we did the 50s. This is kind of fun. I'll let you do it here.
Gee, Rich, what a pal. 14 after on Good Day. Stand by.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Let's go back to those
wonderful days of yesterday. From our Rusty Rackham Wrinkled Memories Department. See, I don't think I agree with you. There's a big focus in our business now about the demographics of who's listening to what, music and talk and that sort of thing.
I am almost out of the group that the advertisers are trying to focus on.
All right, so
Jennifer is who they want. You and I,
yeah,
not so
much. But see, Jennifer is interested in this sort of thing. This gives us a perspective on where we come to tell Jennifer
to be honest, whether she would be interested in listening to a song about old westerns.
If she's honest, she's going to tell the story the way I want it told. 18 past the hour on Good Day. Okay, so I discovered this tribute to some of the great Western heroes. And if you listen to Western heroes on film and in television, if you listen carefully, a lot of names that you'll remember if you were around then will come back to the surface. Here we go.
Everybody's trying to make a comment about our doubts and fears. True Grit's the only movie I've really understood in years. You've got to take your analyst along to see if it's fit to see.
It's a new thing. Whatever happened to the
Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
There's Randolph Scott.
Whatever happened to Johnny Mac Brown and Alan Rocky Lane? Whatever happened to Lash LaRue? I'd love to see them again. Whatever happened to Smiley Burnett, Tim Hope, and Gene Autry? Whatever happened to all of these has happened to the best of me. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott?
As they're asking whatever happened to these people, they're putting up the year
so the video. Yeah. You need to put this video up at thegooddayshow.com.
Sure.
Yeah, all the old Western stars.
Buster Crabbe.
Who gets
it?
Yeah.
Jim McCoy. Bob Steele.
So that's what they've done. This video, this more dramatically gets put up on the website. I was figuring Ken would put it up in a day or so, but now that you brought it to our attention, we can add it there. We have the video.
Yeah, I can put it up.
There today.
Wayne Morris,
squirrel.
1914 to 19...
Wow, it was fascinating. I sat
died
there.
In 1949.
Yeah. I was fascinated looking at some of these guys. Not only the big stars, but some of the bit players that you all would recognize if you grew up in the era of the Western on the screen and on television. And most of them are dead. They're gonzo. There are very few. I bet you go through and watch that whole thing. There are a half dozen of those guys that are still alive.
I haven't seen one that doesn't have a death date yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's two. Red Rider. Wait a minute. Rough Ride. No, that's a show.
No, that's
a show. Oh, Tommy Little Beaver Cook. He doesn't have a death date yet.
No.
What kind of nickname is that?
Some of these cowboys.
When you're trying out for Westerns and they go, okay, you're going to be Little Beaver. Oh, man.
Yeah. But there's some great pictures of these
George Montgomery, Alan Ladd. There's Ronnie Reagan.
Yep. Reagan made
1911 to 2004.
Yep. All right. So anyway, we're going to put this up at DougStefan.com. Richie,
Jeffrey's still alive. 1913.
One after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWars Team.
Use as directed.
Jigaboom, jigaboom.
So excited.
Let's hear it, Jennifer.
Okay.
Hit it.
The raps I really want to
hear the little story
and show you like it.
With the slide
and I'm playing it cool with my home girl. Paula and me.
A little something for everybody on Good Day.
There's even a better rap in the center.
I know. We're going to get to that, and I'm going to make you do it.
Hi, this was the number one song during this week in 1990, Opposites track by Paula Abdul with the Wild Pair. Who were the Wild Pair?
You know, I don't know. This guy was a cartoon.
Yeah, in the video.
Yeah.
3 weeks in a row, this thing was number one.
Yeah, it was a good song back then. Nice pop hit.
All right, so Richie, because we're getting away, I'm not concerned about outwardly or inwardly worried about the demographics, because what's unusual about our program is if you look at the demographics of the program, it speaks to what we speak
we're
about.
We're like the government, from cradle to grave, we've got you covered.
We've got it covered, exactly. All right, also different, we play little snippets of songs here and there, so you'll either remember something that happened in your life or you'll have some reference. Same week that Paula Abdul was number one on the pop charts with this song, Richie, Eddie Rabbit was number one.
Oh, windshield wiper.
On Second Thoughts.
Oh.
I was on the country chart on Second Thoughts. Number one was there for 2 weeks. And so maybe if you're clever, I didn't give you this, but I bet you you're clever enough.
I'll look for it. I have the Second Thought thing. I've got the windshield wiper song. But until then, we're going to listen to Jennifer rap for us.
There we go.
Ready?
So embarrassing.
Are you ready, girl?
Yeah, I'm
nervous. Come on. Get it together.
I'm like a bus, she's like a bus. One going up, one coming down, but we seem to land on common ground. When things go wrong, we make corrections to keep things moving in the right direction. Trying to fight it, but I'm telling you, Jack, it's useless. Opposites attract.
That's as good as me doing a monster mash out of him.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, very nice. Coming up in a few moments, there are already 600 million mobile broadband users. That number is expected to double by the end of the year. Shelley Palmer will have that report. Then Jennifer and I will dig into what's going on in the world of television. including the story of CBS News reporter Laura Logan.
Yeah,
lots of controversy about that, though. It's time now for a 2020 trivia question that has to do with something that was organized on this date in 1897. It was called at first the National Congress of Mothers. However, it has been reorganized, and it's called something else today. What is it? 800-510-8255. Let's see how sharp you are, or as they say in New England, how sharp you are. I'll give you the info again. This date, February 17th, 1897, was not a day that will go down in infamy, but it was a day that saw a large group of mothers get together for a particular purpose. Thus, the National Congress of Mothers became a factor in a certain part of America that's important. What part of America were they involved in, and what has their group now become? I would tell you it's very active still today, but because there was a move to bring men into it, it had to change its name. The National Congress of Mothers no longer called that. What's it called? 800-510-8255. You get it figured out. You can go skiing on us, or give you some Doug Steffen good stuff, either or. Do I overuse stuff? I haven't used stuff too much, have I?
I like stuff.
No, stuff is good because it's different stuff.
I usually refer to it as a paraphernalia.
Yeah, one day it's this, the next day it's that. Exactly. Stuff covers it.
Okay, so the National Congress of Mothers has become what? That's the question. You answer it, you get the prize. 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn rapping away. Rich McFadden pining away. Doug Steffen going away because it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Word.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, there are already over 600 million mobile broadband users, but that number is expected to double by the end of this year. With over 5 billion people estimated to be using the networks by 2016, its capacity would need to increase 25-fold to accommodate the connections. In other news, a recent survey revealed that the more friends you have on Facebook, the more likely the site will stress you out. 12% of respondents averaged 117 friends and said that Facebook made them all stressed out. The remaining 88% had roughly 75 friends and were stress-free. And finally, Google is undercutting Apple's subscription platform with the OnePass billing system that will offer publishers 90% of their sales. Apple's App Store takes 30% from publishers, which has caused many to shy away from the service. Google OnePass will be available soon and utilizes Google Checkout for payments. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Head to Lowe's for the President's Day event and save Benjamins, Washingtons, and the rest of them. Right now, get 18-month special financing on purchases of $397 or more when you use your Lowe's card. And take 15% off Energy Star appliances or 10% off other major appliances, $397 and up. Plus, an instant $5 off with every $50 purchase on paint and paint supplies. Celebrate with savings. President's Day at Lowe's. Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers valid 2/17/11 to 2/21/11. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Carrier.com.
Half hour of goodies on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Listening to it on the radio, are you? Or are you listening around the world at gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com? Or are you finding us on your iPhone app? Or are you downloading for use later in the day a particular hour that you like? A lot of people tune in because in this hour, Roberta Fasanelli normally has her Queen of Cheap right about now. But because she is absent this week, We have the teacher and the principal both agreeing to give her a slip, right, that allows her to not be here because she has things going on at home, the passing of her mom, or pretty... The thing that frustrates me is that I don't know... She would have sent an email to me by now, and I'd have decided not to bug her about it, yeah. Jennifer Horn is here, however, and she and I will talk TV in a matter of moments, whether or not David Letterman has the last laugh. We have... an anniversary today, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Rivers made her first appearance on The Tonight Show on this date, 1965.
Wow.
I have a question for Jennifer.
Yes.
The GoDaddy.com commercial during the Super Bowl, which featured Joan Rivers as the new model.
Yeah, the hottie one.
That wasn't her, right?
No, it wasn't her body.
She says it is her, but there's no way it's her.
That skin on that body was way too tight.
Right. Yeah, it was way
her daughter. Tight. Maybe it was her daughter. Could have been her daughter.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah. They have two shows now, by the way. She has a reality show with her daughter, and she's got that other thing about fashion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fashion Police or whatever she does.
Man, does she know how to play it?
Mm-hmm.
You got to take your hat off to her. She's like Ariana Huffington. They both know how to play it. They have different areas, but boy, do they know how to play it. God bless them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kind of like Doug Steffen in a manner of speaking.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay, here she is on the Carson Tonight Show, and she becomes the most frequent guest, and then she doesn't tell Johnny, and Fox announces she has a new deal to host a late-night show. Carson never spoke to her again in his life. Never again. Pretty interesting to hear Ed tell that story. All right, speaking of stories, I have asked you to tell us what the National Congress of Mothers has become. So we go back to February of 1897. This group of mothers gets together for a purpose. And then they kind of go off in a different direction. Let's see here what we have for guesses or ideas. Jim is in Lake Havasu. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. What do you think the National Congress of Mothers has become?
League of Women Voters.
League of Women Voters. There's a great guess. Mm. Not the right answer, but it's a great guess. To Bill in Lake City, Florida, what do you think the National Congress of Mothers has become, Bill?
I think it's become the Cub Scouts.
The Cub Scouts. Okay, another good guess.
Yeah.
Robin in Trenton, Florida. Where's that, Robin?
Trenton, Florida, near Gainesville.
Near Gainesville. Okay. What are you a member of the National Congress of Mothers?
No, I'm not.
No. What is the National Congress of Mothers?
I believe it's Mothers Against Drunk Drivers.
Well, you know, in 1897, there weren't too many drivers around. I understand your enthusiasm, and I relish the thought
of
having people with
that
much
first too,
enthusiasm, but not in the right direction. Robin, thanks for the try. Here's a David in Gardner, Massachusetts. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I am doing better than I deserve.
Oh, come on. That's Dave Ramsey's line. Come on. You can be more original than that, Dave. Unless this is Dave Ramsey.
This is,
this is Dave Ramsey. He's not from Gardner. He might be there today.
We got the same barber. That's all I can say.
You and I do?
Dave and Dave.
No, you and Dave.
Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, okay. Snip, snip, I think, and it's over. Okay, the National Congress of Mothers has become what?
I am going to go on a limb and guess the PTA.
The Parent Teachers Association of America was organized from the National Congress of Mothers. The first objectives of the organization were devoted to helping children learn how to study. They urged parents to study the school curriculums with their children. Wow, what a novel idea that is. And so their children would have help when they needed it. The Congress of Mothers also suggested that parents, both moms and dads, ought to take reading courses that provided information about schooling in general. The group later changed its name to the National Congress of Parents and Teachers, or the NPTA, with the local groups becoming known as the PTA, which stood for Parent Teacher Association. And so all of these groups have been around the country. Mostly, I remember as a kid, maybe you do too, David, my mother belonging to a group at the PTA at Jonathan Maynard School in Framingham, where I was in elementary school. We got together and they raised money, had cookie sales. And
man, I'm telling you, we get hit once a month with something that costs us anywhere from
the schools are so,
15 to 40 bucks.
Screwed up now. I mean, we used to have nickels, dimes, and quarters. Now they want you to kick in 100 bucks.
I know that Janet is creating some kind of gift basket right now that they can raffle off.
Yeah.
So we're coming up with ideas for that. Yeah. And it's just, I know it's going to be 20 bucks a month for the PTA.
David, you've been active in the PTAs with your children?
No, I haven't, but I sure remember the days when I was growing up and my mom and dad at Highland School in Westfield, Massachusetts, they were involved in that.
Yeah. So you moved a little bit east and a little bit north from Westfield and settled in Gardner. How long have you lived there?
I lived there since I got married, 1995.
Really? Was your wife from Gardner?
She is. Lifelong Gardner resident.
She make furniture?
No, but her dad did. Our dad sold it, actually.
But, and I say that
and
not
by, by the way, it's Gardner, Doug. It's
that's
Gardner.
Right, you're right. I know. It's Gardner, Mass. Gardner, for those of you who are wondering, is a little north of Worcester and actually just a bit east and north of Hubbardston, for those of you who know
where. Thank you for that.
I'm actually on my way to Peterson right now.
Perfect. Which is not far from, let's see, what else can we put in the Petersham area? We've got, we can go down the road to Ashby and to Elkin.
Athol, Orange,
Barrie,
all those good places. Absolutely.
Orange, where they have people jumping out of planes with regularity.
Yeah, in fact, some guy offered to take some pictures of you.
I know that. I heard
jump
that.
Out of a right. plane. Yeah, exactly. That would be me.
All right, David. You're a good man. Hold on. We'll fix you up with something nice. Appreciate your support and listening, and it's nice to be in sort of my backyard.
What did he just say?
I have, don't even want to. He, I heard what you
did,
heard.
Did he offer to take pictures of you jumping out of a plane?
Yes.
Hold on a minute. David.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Did you say you offered to take pictures of Doug jumping out of a plane?
Yeah, but back when he was contemplating doing that out at Orange. I
was
not too far from Orange. I'm a photographer. I offered to do it.
Unfortunately, he's not dating the woman who was apparently able to get him to jump out of an airplane anymore.
Well, that I can't help him with. What can
is
I
she
tell
a nice
you?
Lady, David?
He didn't know. All right. Let's not get too crazy.
All right, thanks, David. Hold on.
All right, David. Hold on.
I'd love to have those pictures.
Oh, you're so funny.
All right. So, Laura Logan, I would like to move along here, please. Laura Logan, as a journalist, you think you're really so cool. So smooth.
Not at all, but
very
fun,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoopi Goldberg did something yesterday that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, some more on American Idol. Jennifer reports, and I decide. It's 18 before. Or maybe the other way around. I decide and Jennifer reports.
That's better.
Anyway, television and the focus on Good Day in a moment, 17 before the hour.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Yeah, that. Okay,
no,
it's That's not Aaron Neville.
It's Michael McDonald.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, although the thing is labeled Aaron Neville. It's labeled wrong. Huh.
All right, Rich McFadden never has a wrong label. You can tell by looking at his cheeks.
That's right.
That it's him. 15 before the hour, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Okay, at DougStefan.com today, Jennifer.
Yes.
The continuing saga of Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, her father was the one who was spoken to by the David Letterman booking crew. They called her father to book Lindsay, but she's not going to appear on the David Letterman show.
No, Michael said yes. Michael said that that she would do it because apparently they're on speaking terms again. And then Lindsay's handlers got wind of it and said, no, you can't do it.
So Lindsay's handlers are more important than her father.
Pretty much.
That's the message we get out of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Letterman is now angry because they say his staff says he's been duped because Michael told him that she could do it, and clearly he doesn't have any authority. So, what does that tell you? Tells you that she's not going to be on and can't stick pins in that little puffer. What do they call those little things that you stick pins, a pin holder? Isn't there something else? Isn't there another?
Not Cupid doll.
No. Now, voodoo, you're thinking about
voodoo. You're thinking of voodoo.
No, I'm just talking about the pins. I remember my mother used to show.
Just pin cushion.
Pin cushion. That's it. Right. Thank you. All right. Also, Michael Vick was supposed to be on Oprah's show today. And that's the story at DougStefan.com. He's canceled his appearance, and what's the reason behind that? Do we know?
You know, I don't know, but people are speculating.
What? Speculating what?
You know, why he wouldn't show up. Who cares?
Her dogs are her kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to, he was too scared.
In other words, she was setting him up.
From Oprah, right.
He may have thought it was a setup.
Now, he's just saying he wanted to postpone the taping. It's not that he's canceling, but he needed to postpone it.
How does that work?
I don't know, but I'm kind of thinking you can't postpone for long because she's only got a few more months of shows
left. Right, exactly. All right, so CBS News reporter Laura Logan is vowing to return to work. You know, I'm having a hard time with this, mostly because I'm having a hard time with all this stuff that went on in Egypt. These people trying to make themselves the story of the Anderson Cooper thing. This woman had much more of a problem, obviously, than did Anderson Cooper. And there are those, I've listened to some of these ridiculous conversations about this on the air on some radio programs. These people blaming her and blaming
CBS. She was raped
CBS.
Multiple times. I mean,
what are you talking about? Everything is right and left. If some people can't get away from everything being right or left. CBS is a liberal organization. Fox would never have sent her. You know, listening to that kind of foolishness. Oy. And I do mean oy. All right, so yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg made an apology. And I don't understand why she did, because she was right. New York Times left her and Cuba Gooding Jr. and Louis Gossett off of the list of those who have won Academy Awards, Black Academy Award winners. She wasn't on there. Mm-hmm. Neither was Cuba Gooding. And
really?
So she took them to task on The View on Monday, which she well ought to have. And then yesterday, she apologizes. Listen to this.
The other day, I referred to a New York Times article about Black Hollywood and the Oscars, and I was highlighting the lack of Black nominees at the Oscars this year, and I said that I felt the reporting was shoddy. And for that, I'm going to apologize.
Why?
Okay? I personally found the article really confusing. And as I said, I was also quite hurt that Cuba Gooding Jr., Louis Gossett Jr., and myself were not included in this expose about Black Hollywood. But for saying it was shoddy reporting, I apologize, New York Times.
Why? Who are you, chicken? But
she's not chicken, though. That's the thing. Although,
she's
if you
chicken
listen
for
to
apologizing
guy,
to
Chucker, he thinks she's chicken compared to Rosie.
Oh, yeah, she definitely plays the middle more than Rosie did.
Yeah, but in this circumstance, she was right. What is she apologizing for?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Sorry. Oh, by the way, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Apparently, they called in the EMTs for the Grammys because she had blood on her ankle.
Uh-oh.
So what?
What happened was that she lost her balance and her high heel went into her ankle on the other leg.
Oh, not nice. Oh,
no. They put a Band-Aid on her, put antiseptic on. Why couldn't somebody have done that? They called an
EMTs for that.
For that, give me a break. Dude, please. All right.
Emergency.
So we have American Idol and a very confusing night last night. I think that's the best way to put it, don't you think? We've tried to make heads or tails of it.
Well, no. I mean, it was
it's
a,
when they break off into threes and their little bands. And, right. Yeah.
It's just we're sad because they sent home the guy that we
right.
wanted.
Right. Yeah, we wanted the couple to get
protest.
Back together. Right, protest. All right. Wave a flag. 51 after on Good Day.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days. Guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Three after the hour, time now for Better Living, and today it's Tom Kreitler, who's the host, co-host of the, as Leslie Segretti be upset with me if
that's right.
She knew I was referring to him as the host. He is not. He is the co-host of the Money Pit radio program, Home Improvement Show, that airs every weekend around the country. You can download episodes of it any time of the day or night. Go to moneypit.com, which you can get to. If you go to doug7.com, you see a picture of Tom in the contributors box, and then go straight from there to the boardwalk, as it were. I was thinking, actually, we should be playing Up on the Roof by the Drifters because of all of the damage, all of the work being done by the contractors that are specialists in roofs.
They're getting a lot of work done. There's a lot of work there, man.
Yeah, a lot of work. All right, so let's see what we have going on. Warm weather on the East Coast now. Richie says up to 70 in Washington. Tom is in New Jersey, what, 60s there?
Yep,
today,
60s 50? Coming.
Yep, okay. So the fast snow melting can be a problem roof-wise, basement-wise, and how do people alleviate that problem?
Well, absolutely. When you have such a quick melt, you're going to get a lot of flooding, and that water that sits around the foundation perimeter will saturate into the basement. Now, the solutions that I would give you for this can't be done right now, so my advice is don't panic. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden your house is leaky, but when it does melt and when it does dry out, you want to improve that grading slope around the foundation so that the soil actually slopes away and water runs away. You want to keep the downspouts clean and free-flowing, get the downspouts out 4 to 6 feet. So if you see moisture getting into your basement crawl space right now, don't panic, but take that as an early warning that one of the first spring projects you should be doing is to improve that drainage condition.
And if you do have water leaking into your house, grab a bar of soap and take advantage of it. It's wonderful. It's clean water. You'll be wonderfully clean. You know how all the women like to rinse their hair in rainwater?
Rainwater?
Remember that old...
The rainwater collection systems are getting big right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is getting big.
And they've been outlawing them in some places. Oh, you can't... What do you mean I can't?
Why not?
I was watching one of those shows on HGTV or whatever where they buy houses where they show you in different communities what houses go for. And they were doing Hawaii last week. And apparently that's kind of the norm on Hawaii is to have this big tank out in your backyard and it collects the rain.
All right, Tom Kreidler with a letter or two from you in a moment here on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Tom Kreidler is here to work with you on home improvement. Here's a letter from Kit, listening on the Big Talker 1580 in Washington. I own a townhouse, and I'm thinking of replacing my water heater with a tankless one. My house uses a heat pump. It's all electric. Will this work?
No.
Why not?
Tankless water heaters are great when you have gas or propane, but when you have electric, they're far too expensive. Yeah, however, I will say in the last couple of years, there's a new type of electric water heater out called a heat pump water heater that combines the energy efficiency of a heat pump with a standard electric water heater to deliver that water at about half the cost of a standard electric tank water heater. So a heat pump water heater is the way to go, not tankless electric.
Tom, if you do have gas, what does it cost to switch over to a tankless?
Well, it's going to be a little bit more than a standard inefficient gas water heater, so to speak.
Yeah,
it's going to last a lot longer. It's going to deliver you an unending supply of hot water.
$1,500 to $2,000?
I'd say $1,500 to $2,000. Okay. I think that's reasonable. Plus, remember, Richard, they're a lot smaller.
Yeah, because I'm going to need a new water heater here in the next few years.
If you're replacing right now, the best thing to do is to go tankless, absolutely. Propane or gas, tankless is the way to go.
So I was at Jack Stockwell's house in Salt Lake City last week, and I hadn't been in a home for a long time that had heat in the floor.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, it really is. You get up and your feet aren't cold. But I wonder how you do the second story.
You do it with piping that goes underneath the floor, underneath the subfloor.
Oh, yeah?
So you can definitely do radiant heat on the first floor. Oh. And the second, PEX piping is the way you do it. The cross-linked polyethylene, very flexible, very easy to run.
Lots of help from Tom Kreidler as usual. Check out themoneypit.com at good.